The prolonged warm, dry weather enjoyed by Southeast Alaskans so far this summer comes with a price: increased fire danger in the Tongass. The typically damp environment can dry out quickly when temperatures move into the 60s and 70s. Land managers are braced for what could be another busy fire season in the rainforest. From KCAW in Sitka, Robert Woolsey reports.
Mary Emmerich is the fire response coordinator for the Sitka Ranger District. Fires in Southeast tend to be smaller than the headline wildfires elsewhere, but the fact that there are fires at all here is surprising. It comes down to a few weeks of warm weather.
In the summer of 2004, some people might remember that summer was much like this one. We actually went to 15 fires on this district. Now, a lot of them are just really small escape campfires, but there have been fires in other areas. Say, in Hoonoe, we actually had a 300-acre fire a few years ago that actually had large flame lengths, and there were evacuations.
There are a couple of big differences between the classic forest fire that everyone thinks of: a raging crown fire in the treetops or a wind-driven grass fire. Many of those fires are caused by lightning. Fires in Southeast burn and spread below ground, and they are almost certainly caused by someone who has not been careful with a campfire.
We have such a deep duff layer that these little embers will work their way down, and the fire will actually go underground, and you might not even see it for a few days. I've been to fires here where it's raining, and underneath the trees you have flames. What people need to do is just really make sure that their fires are out when they leave them.
Emmerich says the beach is the best location for a campfire this year if you're not at a cabin or other established site with a fire ring. In both cases, the fire should be doused with water, either by the incoming tide or by the camper. The last and maybe most significant difference between fires in the Tongass and fires elsewhere is that fire is not a part of the rainforest ecology. At times in Alaska's interior, there are more acres burning than in the rest of the country combined. Unless these fires threaten property or other resources, they may be allowed to burn. The same is true in the lower 48, where the lodgepole pine forests are serotonous. Their cones actually require fire to open. Emmerich says Tongass fires can be ecologically devastating.
Here, actually, fire is damaging to the ecosystem. It can actually take the place back to primary succession. There's some examples of that over in Hannah's Bay, where there's some islands that actually have no vegetation on them at all anymore because of wildfire.
Just under 2 inches of rain fell in Sitka in the month of May, less than half of normal precipitation for the month. Fire danger, Emmerich says, will remain high even with the occasional rainy day. She says it will take a real soaker, about 3 days of steady rain, to return the area to its relatively fire-free condition. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.